Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Nashi. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Nikki, how about I was just thinking about you this morning. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. So good morning on this morning. I have a guest coming on today. I am, like, so super excited. Call me later, Nikki. So super excited about the guest that will be joining in with me in a minute. Her name is Gladys. We call her AKA Peaches. Kenny, oh my gosh, she has done some phenomenal work and she is doing great things and God has so many great things in store for her. So on this morning, we want to get started with our prayer. I'm going to pray it and then we just going to dive in. Yes, yes, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we bless you, we lift you up, and we give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day, God. God, I pray, Father God, Lord, you will move and shift in this atmosphere, God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, what you bring to us every day, your new mercies, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we do pray and touch our guests on today, God. Touch me, touch everyone that'll be dialing, who's going to watch the replay. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen, guys. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to have Gladys Peaches when she can just come in and join us when she can. I'm going to have my mother read her bio on today. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna. How are you? Hello, hello. Amen and welcome. So I'm going to have my mother come in and she's going to read the bio for Gladys. I call her Peaches, but we got to tell you our story. I am this again. So super excited. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to bring my mother in so she can read her bio. Amen. Hello, Nikki. Some of the numbers I don't know offhand. I just know my sister's number when I see her. But, okay, let me just bring in. Good morning, Mom. Are you there?
Hey, good morning. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Yes, good morning.
Good, good, good. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Peaches. I love that nickname, Peaches. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me know when I need to start with.
Oh, I'm ready, Mom. I'm ready.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Empowering you to reclaim your voice and confidence that has been buried under fear, anxiety, depression, and setbacks, teaching you to disrupt your negative thoughts and behavior by activating your bold faith to make determined decisions for your life. This is how Ms. Gladys Peaches Kenny serves her clients.
Yes.
Peaches Kenny is a licensed social worker and therapist, faith motivator, confidence coach, author, speaker, and cancer survivor. She graduated from the University of Maryland at Baltimore School of Social Work, earning her master's degree. Over 25 years of experience, she unselfishly provides mental health and outreach services to the community. Her faith in God is her driving force, which compels her to coach and lead others. She has been featured on radio stations, and in magazines, sharing her amazing journey of conquering cancer with a smile. In 2016, she wrote about her battle with breast cancer in her first book, Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream, a journey of faith book and workbook. Astonishingly, it was published 2 days after her first surgery to remove breast cancer. In 2019, she has co-authored two additional books. Then, boom, COVID-19 shook the world like dynamite and causing heightened anxiety amongst us and especially youth. As a therapist, she saw a need. Ms. Kenny published her first children's book, Hayden's Happy, Sad, and Sometimes Mad Feelings. This engaging mental health activity book teaches children to deal with their emotions, improves their coping skills, and increases their self-esteem. Stepping into uncharted and unorthodox territory is what she has learned to do best. Thus, it demonstrates her walking by faith is her lifestyle. Her new motto is, cancer didn't kill me, but it gave me life and purpose. And we won't not cancer. We won. We won, not cancer. Yeah. It's about time of restoring, rebirthing, relaunching, revealing, and revamping.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, there is bookings at the bottom. I believe she'll speak more about her bookings later on in during the show.
Yes, she will, Mom.
Okay. Amen.
Yes. And
welcome,
so
Ms. Peaches. Thank you. And you guys have a great day. I'm going to log in on the computer, Winnie.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mom, so much.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Liddy Martin, and my mama for reading your bio. Girl, talking about our scripture on today, we're talking about moving forward, keep pushing forward, keep pushing forward. Oh, my gosh, we're going to come from the woman with the issue of blood and how she kept forward. Let me tell you, your bio itself just speaks so much volume. Good morning, Sandy. Just hey, good morning, Penny. Just speaks so much volume in terms of you won. And you just kept pushing, and you just kept, oh, my God. Woo. So on today, our scripture for today will be, I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, verse 28, and it says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I just touch of his clothes, I may be whole. See, look. She knew she was going to be whole. But anyway, we'll get into all of that. That was Mark Chat Morning. I want to bring you in Peaches because I call her Peaches. Let me tell you how I met her was through Trusted VIP Club. We were both of the a part of CEO Azarel VIP Club. And we've been knowing each other for a couple of years just by seeing each other on the lives and on Zoom and just see each other's name up there. And one day she commented on my page and she said, Hope. This is great Hope. And then I responded and said, this is great Faith. All this time, I thought that her brand name was her name, Faith. She thought my brand name was my name, Hope. And let me tell you, and we didn't even have each other's numbers at the time, but through DM, we just laughed so hard when I put Wanda, and she put Gladys, but you could call me Peaches. I said, wait a minute. Faith is not your name, but her brand is Faith Steps 8, and my brand is Hope Victorious. We were calling to the Hope and Faith, so that's why I put when Hope and Faith meet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hope is for those things that you know you're going to have faith with to come to pass. Woo, Jesus. So I'm, without further ado, I'm going to bring you in and thank you, Liddy Martin, for my mother for reading that beautiful bio. I'm going to bring you in, honey. So we could just chat it up, and you could just say good morning to everybody. And if you just want to say something about yourself briefly before I start asking you some questions, come on in.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
I am so excited. Like, the timing of God, like, as Wanda mentioned, excuse me, Hope. Hope has a lot of faith and hope.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I am so ecstatic about being on today. This is amazing and awesome. I love her to pieces. Another thing that she did not add, we have not physically met in person.
No.
We have not met in person yet. But yeah. It's coming.
But it is coming.
Yes. I am Gladys Pieces King, faith motivator, author, speaker, cancer survivor, licensed therapist, and social worker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as my bio reads, yes, I definitely empower my clients. And confidence that has been buried due to fear, setbacks, challenges, failures, low self-esteem, not feeling like they're good enough. And so those are the things that I love to do because God brought me from that place.
Yes.
And so now when he brings you out and sets you free, the Lord is to set somebody else free.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. I just love it. But just when we either think about the woman with the issue of blood, just and the way we're talking, like through text yesterday, I say just her perseverance, just her will to win. And it's, and even though when we think about our journeys, we think about stepping out on those things that make us look strange, make us look crazy. And she may have felt like she looked crazy because, you know, during that time in that culture, she wasn't purified. So she wasn't cleansed. So she wasn't able to come out while she was on her menstrual to be around anybody. But she had to take a leap of faith because she knew that on the inside what God can do. And even though she exhausted all of her finances and physicians and doctors and they couldn't do anything for her, now I'm not, doctors are not exempt. Because like I said last week on our podcast with Dr. Mia, you know, physicians are good. God created doctors. He gave them the wisdom to do what they do. So doctors are good. But when she exhausted everything and couldn't find no answers, she said, if I would just touch his clothes, I would be whole. You know, amen. So just her perseverance and just her determination to win. And that's how we have to be with our business, with our life, just in general. Just to being a better person, just moving past some stuff that make us look crazy, make us look strange. Amen. Could you say something about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So as my Bible was being read, I wanted to, in my book, my first book was called Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream, A Journal of Faith. And ever since I submitted to God, like I was raised in church or what have you, but ever since as an adult, I made that conscious decision to say, Lord, like, save me deliberately, you know. He gave me the gift of earlier years, my earlier walk. I definitely seemed crazy because I had to deal with our knowledge. But now I have matured in my faith, and God has granted me wisdom. Now, I am still one to step out on faith, and I see my virtual assistant, Mary, has joined.
Amen.
She's been with me from day one.
Wow.
Before my book was published, of the different times in which when God speaks something to you, sometimes it goes against the law. Sometimes it goes against the norm. Actually, to be honest, all things, it goes against the norm. But you must have that personal relationship. Yesterday on my Stepping Out on Faith, my live that I had yesterday, I talked about how to walk in faith, and I could just drop off those four ways. And one is it requires a relationship with God. It requires reading his word. It requires you repeating his word, meaning speaking his word, right? And then it requires that you respond to his word. And that's what it takes. That's what it's going to continue to take.
Yeah.
And at times in which you miss any of those steps, you know the difference.
Okay.
You know the difference. And walking in faith, it definitely requires you knowing that you heard the voice of God. You must know that you heard God's voice. And honestly, because God's word is true and is sharper than a two-edged sword, it's life and it is life.
Yes.
You know, it's like that story of Abraham. God told Abraham that he was going to take him to a land that he knew not. And he had to obey. He told him to take his lamb, his son, to be a sacrificial lamb. And he, out of obedience, obeyed. What God had a ram in the bush.
Yes.
And so it definitely takes those four steps. The that I just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, having a relationship with God, reading his word, repeating his word,
mm-hmm.
and responding to his word.
Wow, that is so amazing. And if you would just take us to that place where, my mother has written your bio about, you know, you had surgery, but your book was published on the next day.
Oh, so let me tell you that. Yes. So 2016,
mm-hmm.
I was working in DC.
Okay.
And I lost my job, no fault of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then weeks later, I ended up getting diagnosed with breast cancer. Right.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But right before I received that diagnosis, because I knew I lost my job, you know, I would lose a job, you end up, you're like, you got 30 days, that's not that short.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I called on my doctor's office, started making a schedule appointment. And one of which included me getting a mammogram, and I went, and then they kept sending me back and forth. I said, God, I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. But when I talk about those steps of having that relationship with God and reading his word, so I was spending time with God since I'm now off. I'm home, right? So I spent time and I was worshiping and I was praying, and God showed me a glimpse of my life. And it was all good, right? I guess like Joseph, it was all good. I'm excited. And so I was speaking. I was speaking to the masses, right? And so I held on to that. And so when I received that diagnosis of cancer,
mm-hmm.
because like I said, I was going back and forth. When I received that diagnosis, I said, it can't take me out because God has not done what he's already shown me. Hello? So that responding to his word and repeating his word is speaking. I declare the word. God, you said that by your stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
And so that's what I held on to. And that's what kept me to step out on faith. And another thing that as I was praying and worshiping and spending time with him, I said, God, now that I'm home, I had started my book at that point when I first lost my job. It was like 3.5 years I worked on it, on and off. Starting to stop, procrastinating, hello, different things, right? We'll talk about that in a moment. But anyway, it was, after I received the diagnosis, God told me to go minister dance. I also minister to dance. I don't even know if I put that in the bio, but the job is the glory.
Uh-huh.
I minister to dance at a church to celebrate your first year out of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I went out of obedience. Why? I had plans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are trusting and stepping out on faith, you have to be willing to put your plans down and put God's plans first. I changed my plans. I went and I ministered. It's a season. It's William Murphy. This season and minister dance. And as soon as I finished dancing, God said, you're healed. And then the man of God of that church said, there's an altar call. God said, there are 3 people in here who have cancer. I was the first one. I went up there and I ended up, he prayed over me. He said, I'm healed. And I was already believing God. God said, add this to the book.
Yeah.
So, keep in mind, I had started my book 3.5 years ago, off and on, even while I used to ride the train back and forth to D.C.
Uh-huh.
But it was not until that I was out of work and had been diagnosed with that ailment that God strategically allowed me to utilize that time to speak more and finish that book. He said, add it to the book. And surely enough, when I had my surgery, 2 days later, my book was published. So that's God. That's nobody but God.
God was just confirming. He was just confirming through that prophet or to that minister who spoke over you. It was already in you. God had already sealed it. He just brought confirmation. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But just your determination, and that's how we need to be. Even if we're not ill, just determined in life to win, determined in life to move out on those things. So you were so courageous. I mean, you were just so awesome because sometimes when we go through different things in life, we just feel like, I'm not shifting, I'm not moving, this is just it. But because of your faith in God and because you just believe, you believe that you will be healed because God is a healer. He is a healer. So I know when you believe, you just was like, you was just all out. Like, I'm believing and I'm trusting God. And that's how we have to be in our everyday life, no matter what we see on the news, no matter what's going on in our lives. When we believe in God for something, you got to believe it. Now, for somebody else, you may have looked strange. You're out. No, you're ill, but no, you like, no, I need to hear a word from the Lord. Do you hear me? A word from the Lord. So, amen. I am just so blessed just by your testimony, by your perseverance, just like that woman with the issue of blood. Like, look, if I could just touch his clothes, and she got down on her knees and touched the hem of his garment, touched his clothes, even though she may have looked strange to some folks. And that's another thing. We don't want to go through the process when we go through different things. We don't want to go to places where nobody else has gone. And sometimes you got to look crazy. You got to humble yourself to get what you need from the Lord. You know, sometimes we sit around and think everything is like so entitled. God is just going to bless me, but you got to work at this thing. Woo, let me tell you. Preaching to myself right now, just being in the season where you got to work for that thing. You got to take your plow and you got to dig it up. You got to dig it yourself. Because sometimes you be in that season where God is like, everything you got is on the inside of you. All your resources, everything you need, you got. You just got to get out there and you just got to do it. You just got to work, like working out your soul salvation. Amen, amen. To our viewers out there, hello, everybody. Those who listen to the replay, I'm telling you, this word is just so powerful. Her testimony itself is just so powerful, and her determination to win. And tell them some of the things that you're going to be doing now, like your podcast that you're going to be doing, and you're going to be going live, and let everyone know where you're going to be.
Yes. So I am on Instagram at faith.8 represents new beginnings. That's what God has been giving me.
Yeah.
I'm also on Stepping Out on Faith, Dare to Dream, on that's the light page on Facebook. And of course, that was the title of my first book, so that is near and dear to me. And some of the things that I have coming up is I am relaunching my live services. As you mentioned in the bio, I empower clients to gain their voice and confidence. That's been very due to anxiety, failure, feeling too shy, feeling because they had a failure and they're frustrated. They don't know, they're stuck. You know, they've been stuck, unmotivated, and they need that person to hold them accountable. They need that person who is a person out there who will push them to their purpose, who will help them push past those barriers, push past those pain points, and say, listen, you got this, you can do this. And I'm a living testimony of what that looks like. I the confidence that, you know, my program is called I Am Confident.
Yeah.
Why am I able to say that? Because the confidence that you see now, the smile that you see, the joy and you know what you're hearing and seeing. You know what you have. I came from low self-esteem. I came from questioning my worth. I came from that. But hallelujah.
Oof.
Now I'm on the other side, right?
I like that right here.
Questioning somebody.
Yes.
Been through the fire.
Yes.
And has come out, but doesn't smell like smoke, except that you're going to need to read it in my book, which are available on Amazon. More than I am a person of faith, where I am right today physically, I just relocated from the DMV area. By faith, God just told me the end of July, he just prepared to move to.
Y'all hear that? Prepare to move.
Prepare to move to, like Abraham, prepare to move to land you don't know. Prepare to move to Charlotte.
Wow.
Naturally, I didn't have the resources. Naturally, I'm very close to my family, but I had to walk away. I heard the voice of God. He said, I'm sending you to a land filled with milk and honey.
Oh, my God.
Milk and honey.
Yeah.
And out of obedience. And let me tell you, stuff not on faith, as you're walking in faith, sometimes you have to get with one, your dream pushes.
Uh-huh,
Not those who are in covenant with you, who are interceding for you, who are fast for you, who will be willing to say, you know what, pieces, if God said it, I'm with you.
Yeah.
If God said it, I'm praying and believing God. If God said it, I'm going to show. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to pray for you. And so that's what happened. And the end of July and by October, I was in my place. It was something else. He just did a lot. And he just, when I tell you, I just started packing by faith. And he just started opening up doors, closing some doors, opening some doors. And I just left by faith.
Yes.
And here I am today. And since I've been here, he said, don't calculate, don't try to figure it out. I'm going to send you the ravens. I'm going to send you the container.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to show you miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
I see that is what he has been doing. I don't have time to tell you all. You'll hear about it in one of my other books. All I can tell you.
Look, I'm just so encouraged right now. What you say, God said, pack havens in his knees, hey, Minister Camille. You said pack, and God, no, you didn't say it, but God said pack, move, and go. But look, she went to a place that she knew nothing about. She was just listening to the Lord, not just listening to the Lord, being obedient to the Lord, what God told her to do. She didn't care, you know, who, you know, was on her side, who believed in her, who said she should go, who did not say she should go. She trusted and she believed God, and she moved out. And then when she got there, a job was already waiting because God already had things in motion before she even went. Why? Because he went ahead. He said, I will go ahead of you. Whoop, Jesus, when I tell you, I know I'm a living witness to that. You know, no matter what family have said, no, my obedience is unto the Lord, and that's who I have to be obedient to. And sometimes in life, listeners, we stay so stuck because we are ashamed or afraid of what people may say, or maybe these people are not going to be with me anymore. Maybe, you know, my family going to turn their back on me. Maybe I shouldn't go, you know, but her faith right there was like, no, it's not about nobody. It's about me and God. And let me tell you, he will make every crooked path straight. And even if some folks don't like it, when they just watch and see your journey, not that we sit back and say, oh, watch me now. But when they sit back and see your journey and being obedient, you don't know they're encouraged. And you know what? Thank you, God. This is another thing that dropped in my spirit. Sometimes when God calls you to do something and people be angry and mad, sometimes I believe, not with everybody, but some people I really believe, and I know that they didn't move out on a situation within their life. So when they see somebody else moving out, they become angry with you because something that they didn't do that God called them to do, but they refused to do it because of what people may say. And maybe, you know, we are our own worst enemy. So maybe they were tearing their own self up, not believing or having enough faith to say, God, I trust you. I'm going to go. And I have learned that. When people be angry sometimes with you, and it's not because, oh, I can't believe you're doing it. No, it's because sometimes on the inside of them, it was something that they should have done, but they didn't. It was an unction on the inside of them to move forward, but they didn't go. So they're angry with you because something they didn't do within their life. So I'm blessing God today on your testimony. It's something that you want to share with our listeners to let them know when you in that place where you feel like you can't shift and you can't move, being in that place where you feel like you said about your worth, you know, being in that place to know that, you know, you're worth it, know that you are enough, and you can move forward in the things that God has you to move forward in. But being in that place where you feel like I'm ill, or I feel like I'm brokenhearted, feel like I'm just distraught. I don't know which way to move and operate, God, but just enough faith. He said, you have faith the size of a mustard seed. You can move any mountain. A mustard seed is the smallest mountain. So can you encourage those who may be in that dry place? But this is another thing. Woo, I just got so much to say, y'all. Being in that dry place, speak to those people being in that dry place when they've been sowing, they've been giving, they've been pouring out, and they don't see nothing that's coming from that. They see no fruits of their labor. Encourage those who are being in that place. If you would. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me be honest. So I'm smiling now, but I am in the middle of process.
Yeah.
End of July, and, you know, so now, I mean, whatever, with me moving. I still cried. I had some nights that I cried.
Yeah.
Right? I'm command, you must obey God. Because at the end of the day, when we take our last breath and we have to go before God, you want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what you want him to make that announcement. You want him to, God wants a return on his investment that he has poured into you. And so if you're feeling like you're not good enough, if you're feeling like I've messed up, if you're feeling like, how can I know I am guilty of that, right? God said if you're faithful and just to come to him, and repent of your sins, he's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God, listen, I have made some mistakes. I rededicated my life initially in 96, but I have made some poor choices along the way. But truly, my heart of hearts really wanted to serve and please God.
Yes.
When I fell short of his glory, guess what? I will reach back out because I can't do life without God. I want, listen, that's what's happening for me. You know what's for you, but that's what's keeping me. That's what's giving me joy, even in the midst of when the bank account looks funny, even in the midst of having being told you have cancer, even in the midst of being out and unemployed, those times, like having that relationship with God, being connected to people who, like I said, those green pushes who were encouraged.
Yes, yeah.
And also, definitely never be alone, never giving up. You might have a moment, but listen, you have your feelings and moments. I'll give you a moment. Your moment might be one day. Your moment might be 3 hours. It might be 1 week. It might be a month.
Yeah.
But listen, after that, you look in the mirror like David, encourage yourself. Because those are things that I tell my clients. Listen, look in the mirror and say, I am wonderful. I am able. I'm the head and not the tail. You tell yourself, listen, God, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's who God created me to be. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Because of God, I'm not my past. You know, I tell my clients to do those types of exercises, and guess what? I do on myself.
Yeah.
And I sometimes step out on faith afraid. I sometimes step out confused, not knowing all the answers, but I'm going for the word of God, and as I put my foot out, guess what? I land on solid ground.
Yes.
I'm standing on his word.
Yes.
And I'm believing, and I'm teaching him, and I'm reading his word, and I'm praying and having that communion and time with them. So if you are in that place and you feel like you can't make it, take this moment and say, God, listen, I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to surrender to you. I give you my problems. I give you my setbacks. I give you my failures. I give you that dream that you told me to do.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of because of the fear. I'm afraid of what people are going to say. I'm afraid because the last few times I tried it, it didn't work. No, I'm giving that all to you, and I believe in you that you're going to, like you did for Coach Peaches, like you did for Wanda. I believe in that I can step out on faith, and so I give it to you. And you got to rebuke the enemy. You have to say, no weapons will live against yourself.
Yes.
The enemy has placed. You have to pour out those negative thoughts, thought patterns. Some are within yourself that you have from childhood or what have you that you have brought on. So you have to cast them down. Those are some of the tips. But for those who are interested in doing further things, listen, I picked down them. I want to work with her. I need her to be my life competition. I need her. I need her. Because she's amazing and she's going places. And yes, I am.
Amen. Amen to that.
That's the confidence of God. I'm boasting in the Lord, not in myself.
Yeah.
I'm nothing. Okay. But with him, I'm all things. And so ways of getting in contact with me, you can go to Gladys Peaches Kenny, which that's too long, so it might be better off if you go to faithsteps8.com and go to my actual courses. And you can see I have different packages of big individuals, people who want to work with me. And some of the things you'll gain, one, you'll gain a transformed mind. You'll gain that faith to move forward. I'll teach you how to eliminate those barriers. I'll teach you how to discover those your gifts that God again, if you're interested, go on my website. If you have your questions, just send me, I have a contact page. You can send me a note. You can have a discovery call.
Yeah. After your the podcast, I'm going to put all your information in the chat, unless your virtual assistant Mary want to put everything in the chat for you, how they can get a hold of you. I took one of your motivational courses, and they were phenomenal. They were so phenomenal. You all got to try. They were so phenomenal. Oh, my God, I am just so blessed right now. So one of the things that stuck out, is anybody in the chat that you want to say something to or comment or respond to something?
I want to say hello again, my virtual assistant, she's in there, she's doing some typing. I want to say hello to Little Martin, I'm not sure, and Camille.
Liddy. Mm-hmm.
And there's a Michelle Blakemore.
Hi, Michelle.
I want to say hello to them, and thank you guys for tuning in and joining, and definitely any of those who watch the replay.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just excited, again, faithsteps8.com or Gladys Teaches Penny. Because that's so long, I can just...
Yeah, I'll go back and put it in the chat as well, and then they can go and look at all your social media handles, and you're getting ready to be on live
yes.
at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so all this week, because I am relaunching my Faith K Live, so something else, a lot of things burst out of losing my job and getting diagnosed with cancer. And the other thing was Faith K Live. And so that is 20 to 30 minutes of uplifting and encouragement. And so I relaunched, started yesterday, and all this week I'll be doing live on my stepping out on Faith K. So go ahead, guys, go to that page. And also, if you have not already shared this live, share. But go to my page, click like, and then click notification. Because at 12 noon, so about an hour and a half, I'll be going live. And today's topic, what is know your worth? Know
your worth. I like that. Knowing your worth. Yeah. And, you know. Yeah.
And so, of course, that is actually a free segment or what have you. But all week I will be doing Faith Week, because that's going to be the kickoff to my Faith Day, the Faith Day Live return.
Yeah. So okay. And
tune in.
Yeah, and before, because I know we kind of like winded down, we have like a few minutes left, but I wanted to touch on something that you said about knowing your worth, and also if sometimes people look like when you do things by faith and you step out and all these great things is happening, it's like you don't go through different things trying to get to that place. And like you said, done some things that, you know, that you shouldn't have done. We all been at that place that we've done some things that we shouldn't have done. But the key is to ask God for repentance. You repent for your sins, ask God to help you come from that place to get back to where you need to be. And sometimes we beat ourselves up so bad until we stay stuck there because we're blaming ourselves of things that we didn't do, we should have did, and that, and now, you know, how can I come from this place? You just have to take, I learned to take, when people say take day by day, it was so bad at one time for me, I had to take second by second. If I can just take second by second, I know I can build to be back to where I need to be. And I didn't put a time frame on it. I just made sure, I made a conscious decision I wasn't going to go back the other way. So even though you may have found times where all of us can attest to this, that we have done some things that wasn't pleasing to God, but we ask God for forgiveness, and we come from that place and we move forward to make great things happen, because our choices can affect the whole family. And even if your children are grown, you still can make a choice that can affect your whole family. So choices in life that we make is sometimes may not be good, but ask God to help us move from that place, you know, so that one choice we make won't ruin us for the rest of our lives. But because God is a keeper, because he's a healer, because he's a sustainer, hallelujah, He will pick you up from the muck and mire, like the older Caesar folks used to say. He will pick you up from where you are, no matter how many times you fall. That's another thing. We feel like how many times you didn't fail, God could come and pick me up again. Oh, yeah, he can. But stop beating yourself up about what you didn't do yesterday. Move forward where you are right now. Because when we do that, we don't move forward because we're so stuck on what we did not do. If you can change your whole mindset and say, God, help, that's another thing. God has to help you in that process of moving forward and shifting in some things. And you have to. I mean, people relocate sometimes, and sometimes it don't have to be geographically. It could just be right there where you are, in that place that you are, in that state, that city, where God changes your mindset, way of thinking, so you can move forward in him. Amen? So I just want to encourage you all on that. Stop beating yourselves up about what you didn't do yesterday. And stop and know your worth, like teacher said. Know your worth. You were wonderfully and beautifully made. You were created in God's image. God didn't make no junk. Now I'm going to throw my book out there, A Diamond in the Garden, on Amazon. God did not make any junk. I wrote a book called A Diamond in the Garden because no matter what shape, size, height, color you are that diamond that shines so bright. And sometimes we feel like if we sit next to a sunflower, a gazelle, or a rose, we don't have the same significance as that flower. Or yes, we do. Amen. So stop thinking that you're not worth it. Stop thinking that you're not enough because you are enough. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My mama just sent me some names of people who are on here. Amen. Junie is on here. Evangelist Della, Penny, Paula, Carol Jenkins. Amen. Amen. And I think it's Casey. Yeah. Hey, those your friends? Yes. Hey, friends. Yeah, so we got like 90 seconds left on this broadcast. Let's get right shut down. But, oh, my God, teachers, I just wanted to thank you so much for being on. And thank you, guys. Go back and listen to the replay. Also, I have a conference that's coming up in Philadelphia called Empowered to Win. It's a one-day conference. You got to go check it out. It's on my home experience. Empowered to Win from 10 to 2. We got some dynamic speakers. You got to register and catch the early bird special. It's $35. You can't beat that for all that you're going to get. So look at my Hope Victorious page so you can register for Empowered to Win. It's going to be June the 24th, 2023. And just be encouraged and blessed because you are victorious. So, before we go, I just want to pray out, and I wanted to know that you want to say a couple of words, Peaches. And for those who dialed in, I love you guys. Go back and listen to the replay, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, you said something. Sometimes you need professional help, so I want you to know God for faith work.
Yes.
Okay? So sometimes you need that extra
support. Yes.
Okay? Hello.
Absolutely. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Amen. And like she said earlier, for those who came a little later about when I said God did create doctors, he did create a physicians and therapists and everything. So I don't want you to take lightly going to doctors and getting that medical attention that you need. Amen. Amen. And work your faith with that thing. Amen. Ask God to place you with a good doctor. So I'm going to put all your things and all your... Oh, okay, Mary. She is bomb. She bomb like my assistant, my mama. She said, let me see. I know that's right, Evangelist. She said therapy works for her. Amen and amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you, God. We lift you up. We give you the highest praise. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day. I thank you for this wonderful podcast, God. I thank you for allowing Gladys to come on today, Father God, when hope meets faith. We do thank you, Lord God, that we hope in you, but we know at the end of the day, by faith, it's already ours. God, we do thank you for everyone who dialed in, who logged on today, Father God. But most of all, we thank you for your son Jesus on the cross for our sins. You said our words, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Touch everyone that's listening in, God. Encourage them. Build them up, God. Let them know that you are with them, Father God. Even when they don't feel you, God, we know that you were there. When we feel the wind, when we feel the rain, when we see the snow, we feel your presence, God. Touch us and keep us and protect us, God. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. And please touch Ms. Lois Park. Please touch Ms. Marlene Hardy. And please touch Peach's brother. We thank you for healing him, God. Continue to touch our family, touch all of our families. We love you and our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. What did you say, Peaches?
I said thank you so much, Hope.
Yes! Yes, thanks! Oh, my God. Yes, and I'm going to hop on your live at 12 o'clock.
Yes. Hope.
You going to be on Facebook or Instagram?
I'm going to try to do both. That's for friends. So both work today.
Yeah.
Figure that out right now.
I know that's right. Yes. So thank you for being a guest. This is Women's Month. You said it's Social Workers Month. I'm just so blessed. And thank you all for tuning in. Those who are listening, those who called in was packed on here today, packed on here. And I just bless God and share this broadcast. And thank you, Peaches. I love you, sis. And I talk to you soon. Bye. You know what, Peaches? I said I could get off picture. Hey, God bless you.